Hello everyone, welcome again to Heart to Heart. The Lord our God is mightily moving by the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit knows what he's doing. Everything that he's given us to do, everywhere he sent us, the places he sends us to go, the things he gives us to do, it's important. And believe it or not, sometimes we fit what he needs. Sometimes you're the answer to the problem because you have enough level of love in you and your makeup. Sometimes it's what God put down deep in you that's necessary. And if you'll just follow that path of love, and he'll give you wisdom along the way. Sometimes we need the challenge anyway. So the thing to do is don't fear anything. Don't walk into any situation with fear in your heart. Subtract the things out of your life that cause you to look away from God. In all situations, learn to look at him. When Peter was walking on water, as long as he looked at Jesus, he was walking on water. Men are not designed to walk on water with Earth's gravity. He was defying laws that God put in place because he was looking at Jesus, and Jesus was in faith. When we see people in faith, we have a visual of what it means to be in faith. And he was not strong enough to walk in that kind of faith by himself. And neither are we. But when we're looking at Jesus, we can do things just as impossible as walking on water. I love when the Lord helped me understand things. If you can look at Jesus in any situation, you'll seem like the master of it. You're living beyond your capabilities. That's what Satan is afraid of. And he tried to act like he's not afraid of us. He's afraid of what we can do in Christ. He knows for a fact, even a weak Christian can chase him out of town if they look at Jesus and not look away from him. Now, I know that we've never seen Jesus physically. Maybe some of us, you know, he's appeared to some of us. He appeared to me before. But that's not what I'm talking about. I'm not talking about looking at Jesus physically. I'm talking about regarding his word, regarding what he's taught, regarding what he stands for, regarding the peace he gave you, regarding the knowledge he gives you, regarding the wisdom he gives you. In every situation, regarding what Jesus would have you do in that particular situation. Looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of your faith. We heard about him. We experience his love. Every day we live with the enveloped comfort of his love. And we have peace. We have fellowship. You can wake up talking to the Lord. You don't have to go and get cleaned up. You don't have to go and present some offering to the priest. You just wake up and start presenting yourself to the Lord and talking to him. And I ask him to forgive me of my sins all the time. Because there are things that we don't realize. And where I'm weak, he's strong. And if I look to him, faith looks to God. Children look to their parents. Parents look to their grandparents, or at least they used to. And in a lot of ways, they still do. When you look to someone, when you look to your boss at work, you're regarding what he said, the rules that he established. When you get to work early, when you get to lunch on time, when you do your job. And when you're working as under God, you don't have to even think about the boss as much. Some people need a boss. Some men need somebody to tell them what to do because they're not self-motivated. They'll never have their own business because they're not self-motivated. They will not do what's necessary on their own. But when you start looking to the Lord and you do things out of love, not fear, out of love. See, people go to jobs and a lot of people do good work, but they keep doing good work because they don't want to get fired and they want to be promoted and they want to excel on the job and they don't want to lose it. They may not even like what they do, but they'll work it because they can pay their bills. But they're not self-motivated enough to do what's right on their own. They have to have somebody to watch them. Now with God, the Lord sets you free from that kind of evil. You can, and it's evil. You can have the love of God in you, and you'll desire what's right, and you want to portray what's right. That's in the peace. So when you follow the peace, you eliminate that kind of evil out of your life. It becomes not a thing anymore, and you can do. See, when I asked the Lord to teach me how to love His people, I knew that there are people that needle you, there are people that get on your nerves, there are people that have greater differences, there are people that don't like you, there are people that's jealous of you, there are people that irritate you, and they need Jesus too. And I said, well, if I'm going to do this, I need to do how God said do. And I don't want to fail. I wanted to please God. And I wanted to represent Him to everybody. I sense that every soul is very important to the Lord. And everybody needs Jesus. That's in the first love. And when that's in place, you want to follow God. You want to be a blessing. You want to help somebody. And then you see people living in obvious pain. And sometimes because of their obvious pain, they are rude. And when the Lord taught me to love people, He taught me to look past how they're acting and focus more on what they need and what can I do to help? I saw them with the grace and mercy of God. And I said, Lord, teach me how to love people. So He taught me to see things from their point of view, how to pay attention and realize what's important to them. Consider what will help them heal, what will help them grow. Then their makeup. I started seeing creative abilities of God in them. God puts things in us when we were born, and it's beautiful. People, even some of the most rude people, have something good about them. They have some beautiful things about them. So I learned to deal with offenses. I learned to not be so quickly offended. And then I learned how to be not offended at all. And it'll take a whole lot for me to be offended. And then I kill it. If I am offended, I rebuke it. I rebuke the offense. And go back to looking at people like God, loving people like God loves me. Now, this is unfeigned love that I'm talking about, not fake love. I'm not loving them to get a reward. I'm loving them because God loved me, and love works. Love can get people. It can grab people by the hand, because people, when they know that you love them and care about them, it speaks volumes. They know they got somebody that's got their back. They know they got there's somebody that cares about them. And then when they're in a crisis, that's the kind of person they'll talk to. It opens doors for us to minister to people. And ministry is not a competition. People, they can get offended at you, against you, because you do something. Well, it can be anything, not just ministry. Any act that you can do, any work that you do. People can get jealous of you and be envious against you. And when you sense it, just love them anyway. Point out what they do well. I mean, and people do things all the time. There's no reason We have to learn to act like a body, be like a body. If my toe hurt, my whole body wants to deal with that toe. That's how the body of Christ is supposed to be. If somebody's having a struggle, the whole body, if you sense it, you can start praying for their strength, praying for them to have wisdom and counsel. And you can, you can't just take up the slack all the time. You can't just pay people's way, because people need, every individual need their own faith muscles. They need to be able to use their own faith. And when I had hard times, and I had them, the Lord helped me through it. And He helped me to remain faithful. And sometimes things happened I didn't like. I mean, it was bad. I went through financial storms before. And I'm still doing God's work. And the Lord would bless me. And I remember times I had to decide which bill I was going to pay first. But God got me through those kind of storms. Everything is important to God. And people go through struggles, but that doesn't mean they're stupid. That doesn't mean that they are bad managers of money. But the Lord taught me this. Problems come from Satan primarily, then from lack of knowledge and other people's lack of knowledge. So I had problems from all three. I had to rise up and learn a greater way to do something, get rid of my lack of knowledge. Then I had to learn to safeguard myself against other people's lack of knowledge. Some people refuse to work, and their poverty will rub off against you. They always want help. They won't take care of themselves, and they want you to take care of them. So I had to learn to love them and then know how to help them. Even in helping other people, I had to ask God for wisdom on how to do it. So when people ask for something, now they're bringing it to me. And then I tell them, well, hey, they're hiring right over here. They don't want to hit it, so they'll leave. If they don't want to work, they find somebody else to glum off. The love of God will show you can be appropriate and stay in the love of God. With the love of God, you have to have His wisdom. You can't just hand money over to people and think you're helping them. It don't work that way. Some people don't need money. They need you to pray. They need somebody to love them. They need counsel. Sometimes they may need correction. They need vision sometimes. Sometimes people just need a measure of success. But anyway, whatever the case is, if you look to Jesus, He's got your answer waiting on you. All you got to do is ask, and the process will begin. Even with that, the way God answers you is strategic. You ask what you will, and it'll be done. You tell Him what you need, and the answer will be. I'm telling you, the process of you getting your answer will begin to unfold. And it's beautiful. God don't answer me the same way all the time. Sometimes He tell me, sometimes He show me. Sometimes the whole situation will be in front of me. And once I notice it, then He'll speak. And I get a visual and an answer, and I got it. And from there, all I have to do is, at that moment, receive it and don't forget it. And the way you don't forget it, the Lord taught me, is to practice it. You practice the wisdom and knowledge that He gives, and you'll keep it and bring forth fruit with patience. Some things require a process. That's when you're going to need patience, and you're going to need peace, because peace will keep you connected to the strength you need. Peace will keep you connected to the love you need, the knowledge you need, the wisdom you need, and the counsel you need from God. And He will help you in all things that you do as you look to Him. You don't have to be adequate of yourself. We're adequate, we're fully adequate in Him. And then we can minister His authentic word, and it'll make the difference. We can live far beyond our capabilities, far beyond our knowledge. We'll speak things that's far beyond our years. And people can get jealous against those things. They can become jealous at you, but don't let it bother you. Love them where they're at. Love people where they need us to. And I'm not talking about a fake smile. I'm talking about real, genuine love. People are not always capable of being favorable. They're not always capable of behaving like you want them to. At their top best ability, they just can't do it. So when that's the case, love them where they're at. They're still valuable. Every soul is valuable. And when you're when you have a relationship with someone and they're not acting favorably, they are still valuable. They may not be acting favorable today, and they may not ever act favorable. But if you love that person, you love them with the way God loves you. Just know that things can get better. And if you're married to them, you're stuck. You're stuck with them. But love them anyway. Love them where they're at. As long as they just want to be with you, love them. And enjoy them as you can. They can't. Don't require things of people. I learned not to require anything of anyone. And people say, I don't like that. I didn't say it was fun, but it works. See, when you don't require something of someone, that takes the pressure off. You're not putting pressure on them. You don't need them anyway. You don't, think about it. You don't need a person anyway. When you have Jesus, you're complete in Him. And I can just sense a lot of people falling, oh, okay, now I had enough of that. No. Think about it. If you're complete in Him, you really don't need anyone in the first place. But whatever they do right, whatever they can do, consider it a bonus. If they act right, if they do things favorably, it's just a bonus. Now, I stand by what I said. You don't need nobody for anything. If you got Jesus, you got everything. You don't need everything else is a bonus. And when you're not putting pressure on people, the Lord taught me this a long time ago. The devil said, I went to a holiness church. They didn't believe in no divorces, period. And he said, if your wife leave, what would you do then? And I thought about it. I said, I'll stand. It's like, I'll stand, you idiot. And immediately, those are my thoughts, but I didn't say you idiot. I said, I'll stand. And I probably said something to him, because I don't like Satan. But immediately, the Lord said, when I said, I'll stand, I'll do it God's way. The Lord said, break every crutch. Gave me a message. I had to preach it to him. But I had a new concept. Break every crutch. Don't require anybody to lean on. Lean on Jesus. People can't do what Jesus can do, and don't expect them to, ever. Do what Jesus said do. You'll be fine. Now, don't worry about things and people and what they'll do and what they want. If they don't do something I want them to do, then I just go pray. I still got a relationship. I still got peace. I still got this love. I still got access to all knowledge. I'll go and talk to the Lord. I don't care. I want things to be a certain way just like anybody else would. But I don't depend on anything from anybody. And whatever people can do, that's a blessing. I receive it and thank God for it. And when people heal and grow, they'll be able to do things more favorably. If they ever will, whether they do or don't. I'm in Christ, and I'm having a good time. There's a party going on the inside. Because for every situation, I ask God for knowledge and wisdom and counsel. And it always works, it always has, and it always will. Now, I'm out of time, but the Lord is not. He'll continue to mightily move in and throughout our lives. Till next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you, and Jesus Christ is our Lord. The secret place is a wonderful place to live.